T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wando and Stokes. We are news and talk, 1380 WAOK. America is in unrest. America is in crisis. There is a lot going on in our communities. We are certainly in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic where many lives are being affected and infected as well. We've had many individuals to die. We're well past the 200,000 mark here in the United States. But we're also dealing with this pandemic of injustices that have been done to many and many Black Americans, African Americans, people of color, brown and black are certainly affected by the things that are happening within our community, happening to unarmed black men, happening to black women, in the case of Breonna Taylor, and many others. And so all of this and more, just on last week, there were over 800,000 individuals who have filed for unemployment. And so with this and more, it all sits in the midst of this presidential election year. And we're glad to have with us on today to talk with us about race relations. It's Ben Jealous, who is president of the People for the American Way, former president of the NAACP. Good afternoon. How are you, Mr. Jealous?
Hey, good afternoon. It's good to be here with you. These are crazy times, as you laid out well.
Oh, yes. These are crazy times that are affecting our communities. First of all, talk to us about your organization, President for the People for the American Way.
People for the American Way, you can kind of think of as like the artistic child of the NAACP and the ACLU. We are a civil rights and civil liberties organization founded 40 years ago by Congresswoman Barbara Jordan of mm-hmm. Texas, pioneering, kind of forceful black congresswoman like Shirley Chisholm, mm-hmm. And Norman Lear, who brought us The Jeffersons, Good Times, and All in the Family, and Facts of Life. And they were both concerned by the way in which the far right wing was politicizing the church in this country and suggesting to people that they weren't real Christians if, you know, they didn't vote save for Ronald Reagan. And deeply offended, actually, by that, and worried that our country was being driven to a place that was in stark contrast to where Dr. King had been leading us, stark contrast in many ways to where FDR had led us, and wanted to create a organization that would be fully supportive of all of the branches of the civil rights movement in this country, you know, the black freedom struggle, the LGBT equality struggle, the women's rights movement, the workers' rights movement, and, frankly, the civil rights and civil liberties organization would also be involved in electing good people and taking out bad people. And so so right now we're right in the front lines in South Carolina in the fight against Senator Graham, hoping to make sure that Harrison becomes our next senator. We are very supportive of Raphael Warnock and his bid to be the next senator from Georgia. We are also taking on Republican senators in places like Iowa, Colorado, and Arizona, where we believe that we can replace them with frankly, Democrats who are more supportive of civil rights, of civil liberties and, quite frankly, a better future for everybody in this country.
Ben Jealous, president of People for the American Way, talk to us about, is it safe to assume that even in this election year, if you vote for people, if African-Americans vote for people of color, is it safe to assume that they will also represent people of color when they're in office? Or have you seen this in the past not always work for African-Americans?
I mean, life has taught us that black faces in high places don't actually necessarily add up to progress for black people as a whole, or the nation as a whole. You can look at Clarence Thomas. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember when we were fighting to save the life of Troy Davis, innocent black man who was executed 10 years ago next year in Georgia.
Yeah.
And I was in Reverend Warnock's church. Raphael helped lead that battle on the ground there. We became very close during it. And we were ultimately betrayed by three black men, a black district attorney in Savannah who was fighting for his political career because of some scandals, mm-hmm. A black former general who had been appointed head of the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles and had voted for clemency for Troy when he knew he was in the minority. But when his vote would have saved Troy's life, he switched and sided with Governor Deal against Troy. And Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who you may not have a lot of hope in, but he had grown up in Savannah. He knew just what a racist town that was and how stacked law enforcement could be against black men in that town from his own personal experience, and yet he ultimately stayed Troy's execution for about an hour and then voted to let his execution proceed. And so, you know, if life hadn't taught me before that, the limits of black faces in high places, as president of the NAACP, it taught me, you know, that night that Troy Davis was executed. Now, with that said, there are a lot of great leaders who are black running for office all across this country. Raphael Warnock is one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, Stacey Abrams before him when she was running for Georgia. Jamie Harrison next door in South Carolina. You know, all come to mind. My brother Andrew Gillum, his governor down, you know, his run for governor down in Florida. So, you know, we, I think, as a community can be proud that we disproportionately put forward great leaders. But let's, you know, never be so simple as to think that the color of somebody's skin can tell us what's in their heart.
And so what is important when one is looking at who they will vote for? What is important then?
What's important is what's in their heart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's important is where they're rooted, who they fight for. Mm-hmm. You know, the when I was president of the NAACP, I think a lot of people made a lot of assumptions, you know, about me based on how I look or where I went to school. But they quickly figured out that, you know, I'm the grandson of Mamie Todd, who's not just the granddaughter of a slave, but she raised her daughter, my mom, in the public housing project of West Baltimore. And a lot of my family radiates out from there. And I was very clear, especially coming in during a recession, like coming to People for the American Way now, that we weren't doing our job as the NAACP if we weren't helping to lift up the entire black community and with that really move our country as a whole in the right direction. It's, you know, it was not acceptable that in the 40 years between when King was assassinated in 1968, mm-hmm. when Obama came into office in 2008, that half the black community, 48%, had been in poverty in 1968, and we still had 48% in poverty before the recession started in 2008. And so, you know, when you're evaluating a leader, you got to look into their heart, and you got to understand who they're fighting for. Are they just fighting, you know, for certain people, or are they fighting for all the people? Are they seeking to kind of sort of lift up the wealthiest and the richest amongst us, or are they seeking to lift from the very bottom of the pyramid all of us? And that's what I see in Raphael Warnock. You know, that's what I see in Jamie Harrison. I've known both those men for a long time. They are truly fighting for a better Georgia, a better South Carolina, a better South, a better nation for all of us. And those are the types of leaders that we need.
Ben Jealous, president of the People for the American Way and former president of the NAACP, talking with us today about race relations. And when we come back, we're going to talk to him about the ongoing protests in the cities across the country. You can join the conversation, 404-892-2703. We'll be back with more. Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandle and Stokes. Right here, News and Talk with 1380 WAOK. Looks like the suspect in shooting the officers there and happening there in Louisville has been arrested and identified. We're talking right now with Ben Jealous, president of People for the American Way and former president of the NAACP. I've got Gideon on to as a question or comment for you. Good afternoon, Gideon, and welcome.
Sister Stokes and Brother Jealous, how are you all doing on this soggy day here in Atlanta?
Oh, we're doing well. Doing well.
Doing well.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. You know, I have a comment and a question. My comment is simply this, in reference to the Breonna Taylor case, and my heart goes out to her family for the loss of this beautiful young lady. But I have to say that I believe that there is some responsibility of Mr. Kenneth Walker, whose namesake, another Kenneth Walker, was killed while on the ground, handcuffed, face down, and was shot in the back of the head by a so-called police officer. And, of course, so his name resonates with me, community that stayed in touch. But, of course, in this situation with Breonna, I think in this gun-crazed culture that we're in America, I believe that had this young man had the presence of mind to verbalize himself and to find out just from a verbal perspective who was coming into his house, lives, I believe, would have been saved as well as injury not sustained. Now, that being said, Brother Jealous, I know you've been working in the civil rights community for many years. Thoughts about Freedom Georgia, because you just gave a statistic in reference to wealth in our community versus that of the white community and all the marching and crying and shot and dogs and water. That particular statistic, as you know, the same. But now you have a group of 19 families, black, that unified around their understanding that our independence is depending upon ourselves, that have purchased land and have been able to start a community. And as a caveat to that, you know, and I know, we've had thriving black communities throughout the history in this country that were burned down, burned out, people ran out.
Sure, Rosewood, Tulsa, and a whole bunch of others, yeah.
And Atlanta, don't forget that.
Of course. Young Walter White. Yep.
Exactly. So, what are your thoughts about that? And versus continuing to protest, march, and vote for the very people you say people for the American way. The American way has been to imprison and keep us undereducated about our own independence. And I'll hang up and listen to your response, sir.
Thank you for the comment.
Let's unpack all of that. You know, in our souls as black people, one of the wounds that is, which feels unique to each family because it was that family story, is the pain of having, as a people, lost 500 to 1,000 acres per day, every year, every decade, from the start of World War II till the end of the Cold War. That's a 50-year period. It's half a century in which black people were losing 500 to 1,000 acres per day. Those that land loss, which is fought against valiantly by groups like the Federation of Southern Cooperatives in Alabama, which represents a great black-led organization down there in Alabama, that land loss only slowed down in the 90s because there wasn't that much land left to lose. And so there is a real yearning amongst a lot of us to feel like we have, you know, land that we own. And that very much, of course, that idea of land ownership and, you know, owning your home is very much part of the American dream. And, of course, the American way is what leads to that dream. Now, People can, I think, honorable people, define so this country in different ways. I side with Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass, of course, I've been born. He was the child of a slave master. He was tortured by his slave master. He escaped from slavery. And Frederick Douglass said that the character of any nation was that nation at its best, not its worst. The character of any nation was that nation at its best, not its worst. So when we say that, we were saying that we were people who stand up for the character of this nation and its destiny. And Frederick Douglass, in his speech, Our Composite Nationality, said, and I quote, the destiny of America is to be, quote, the most perfect example of the unity and dignity of the human family ever known. The most perfect example of the unity and dignity of the human family that the world has ever known. That is our North Star. That is what we've been fighting towards. I'm a fifth generation member of the NAACP. My kids are the sixth. And my family were abolitionists before that. With that said, let us be very clear.
Okay.
There is no blaming anybody other than those police officers for killing Breonna Taylor. Mm-hmm. There's no blaming anybody for the killing of Breonna Taylor except for those police officers who killed the pastor at Mother Zion AME in South Carolina, who was a great leader. Mm-hmm. That pastor was a great leader in the NAACP. Dylann Roof, with all his guns, with all the lives he took that night, they captured without putting one bullet in him, and then they took him out for a hamburger.
Yes, they sure
did. If you can capture Dylann Roof, you can capture Kenneth Walker. Don't, blame Breonna because she had a brother in her life. She had a boyfriend who had been traumatized, struggles. That is no justification for killing her nor him.
Mm-hmm,
we need the same level of policing that brought in Dylann Roof without putting a bullet in him. And the fact that Breonna got killed is nobody's fault but those officers.
That's right. That's right. From the Carolinas, Jack?
From Atlanta.
From Atlanta. Hey, Jack, welcome. Our guest is right here, Mr. Ben Jealous. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, as far as rights as citizens, we all have rights. And as far as Dr. King was preaching and educating the people as to your right, if you're born in this country, you have rights as to any other citizen. Now, if things have happened in the past and probably in the future, yes, but they've gone against ICE. And back in the day when they were insisting on seats, as far as the conventions and what have you, to vote, there was a constitutional right. They were trying to deny them. But knowing your constitutional right as a citizen, that's the main factor that we have to fight. They're envious and jealous of our abilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all this stuff about all these years. Mm-hmm. They're jealous and envy of our abilities. And our constitution, if we say, well, throw our hands up in the air with that, well, that's us. Realize and recognize your rights as a citizen. They are there. And we have to let them. Well, they know. Because that's why they're trying to keep them from them. But the main thing, they're afraid of our abilities.
Mm.
So that's mixed with both of it as to us realizing. And it doesn't take a whole lot of education. But back in the day, they kept us from school and let us be in the cotton field and sharecropping while they're in the classes. Not knowing and learning your rights as citizens. But they're there. We have our rights as citizens in the country that's born in this country. Same right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jack, for sharing. We'll be back with Ben Jealous right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well. It's On Point. Wandalyn Stokes, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And we're speaking with the president of People for the American Way, former president of the NAACP, Mr. Ben Jealous. And before you leave, talk to us about when we look at leadership, the leadership that we have today in America versus the leadership that we need this coming election. Talk to us about your thoughts concerning that. What is the type of leadership that America needs today?
America needs leadership that will heal us, a leadership that will pull us together. You see in Reverend Raphael Warnock's candidacy in Georgia, That's what you see in Jamie Harrison's leadership, South Carolina. What we don't need are people who have no honor, like Lindsey Graham, who said 4 years that whoever was president next, that if they had a vacancy in the Supreme Court the last year of their term, he would advocate that the winner of the following, sorry, that they had a vacancy in the Supreme Court in the last year of their first term, that he would advocate the Supreme Court justice not be nominated until after the presidential election. Mm-hmm. And yet now he's doing just the opposite to aid and abet Donald Trump. So that's what we need. We need leaders who will pull us together, leaders who will heal our nation, leaders who are fighting for every Georgian, for every American.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing with us. How can people find out more information about People for the American Way?
Well, thanks for asking. They go to PFA for the American Way, PFAW.org, you sign up. We're soon going to be launching a big push to move 1 million black men, 1 million black men who are unlikely voters to the polls, and a peer-to-peer need volunteers to sign up for that. We are out there every day fighting for freedom, equality, justice, and opportunity, co-founded by Barbara Jordan and Norman Lear, and would love to have you involved. So please sign up at pfaw.org.
Thank you, Jealous. Thank you for taking out the time and sharing with us. We appreciate you. Have a great
appreciate you and your leadership on the air. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.